Welcome to Conversations with Community Managers, a podcast series with actual community managers from a variety of industries. On this podcast, we peel back the hype and get into how-to discussions that uncover community and social media management best practices. Conversations with Community Managers is a co-production of the Community Roundtable and Voce Communications. This is Doug Haslam from Voce Communications.
And Jim Storer from the Community Roundtable.
And with us we have DJ Waldo, the Director of Community at Blue Sky Factory. Hi, DJ.
Hello, gentlemen. How are you doing?
Very good. Good to talk with you.
So first, I'll just jump into a question first of all. You represent an email marketing company, and isn't email dead? And how do you counter that in the world of social media and community?
Oh, I love the email is dead thing. I think that
You've never heard that before, right?
Dead for the last couple years. I'm being sarcastic, of course. And it's interesting because it really started to get a lot more press. I think this was 4 or 5 months ago now. The Wall Street Journal came out with an article talking about email is dead. And, of course, the ironic part of that entire article was they also have on their site that little widget that says most emailed articles of the day. And, of course, that article was the most emailed. So, email dead. When people say that to me, obviously I'm biased because I'm in the industry, but if you look at email, it is still the glue. It is something that everybody who is online uses email in some capacity. Jeez, I hope it's not dead yet.
So we have talked with folks, and some of what they talk about is, you know, they're a social media manager, they're a community manager. You have a title that says you're a community manager. But I know that you spend a lot of time in social media. So how do you kind of mix and match those different roles within Blue Sky?
You know, I think like anything, you have to be living in it to be able to be talking intelligently about it. So, you know, in other words, when I think about email marketing, I have to be speaking about email marketing at conferences to be able to advise clients and prospects about the value and power of email and be able to say confidently email is not dead. So I think it's a similar thing with being the director of community. I mean, a lot of my job is really to not only listen to what people are saying about our brand, but also be an advocate for the email and social industry. So I've got to live in it at all times. But yeah, it's a tough balance because, you know, a lot of times you can have these conversations back and forth with social media types and forget that at the end of the day, you know, my job really is to help bring more awareness of who Blue Sky Factory is and ideally get more leads, more qualified leads, more people sign up with our product, and everybody's rich and happy.
So to step back just a little bit, is what is community to Blue Sky Factory? What is the community that you direct?
I think of it in a couple different ways. I think of our community as definitely our current customers. Customers ideally are going to be some of your biggest advocates and evangelists. So, you know, step one is customers and clients and current, you know, people that are using your product or service. The second piece of that community are people within the industry. So for us, that means mostly email marketing people. I think our community is also prospects. So there's people that are looking to use email marketing services or interested in ways to combine email and social. Those groups are also a community for us. I think we're unique in some ways in the email space that we tend to, and this is much of this is attributable to our CEO, who is very visible, Greg Cangelosi. I know you guys have both met, and Greg does a lot with podcasts as well. But because of Greg's connections, we tend to have, our community is also a lot of bloggers and a lot of people that understand the email and social media connection.
Have you seen any, talking about Blue Sky Factory for a second, it sounds like you do have a culture of kind of sharing. Has there been any steps along the way where you had hurdles to get over in order to get the company really seeing that light?
It's one of the reasons I joined Blue Sky Factory was the answer to that question is no. In fact, another gentleman I think you both know, Chris Penn, just joined our team recently as the VP of Strategy and Innovation. You know, Chris is very vocal in that social media space too. So I'm actually now reporting directly to Chris. And it's great because Chris understands that I don't have to tell Chris the value of us blogging, or I don't have to call Chris and say, hey, I'm doing this podcast right now with Jim and Doug. Is that cool? He understands the value of it already. So I've had an easy road in that regard.
I think one of the other kind of facets to the question of what is community to Blue Sky Factory is what are the mechanics of this? Are you doing a lot of things off domain, talking to people via Twitter, outside in other blogs, which almost intersects with the PR function? Or are you building something on your own domain, say within a blog or a forum or some other thing that you're setting up on the blueskyfactory.com domain? I mean, are you bringing people to you to talk, or are you going out there and finding them, or is it a combination?
Well, I'll try to explain how my day runs, and that might help explain a little bit. There's definitely a lot of outreach. So we use Radian 6, and in fact, Radian 6 just came out with their engagement, or announced their beta engagement console. That allows me to go in and see who's talking about Blue Sky Factory. So it's simply looking for mentions, seeing who's talking about us, and then responding. So it could be as simple as saying, hey, thanks for mentioning Blue Sky. We appreciate having you as a customer. Also, you know, it could be people writing about Blue Sky Factory. So somebody just last night wrote a blog that included, he talked about Blue Sky Factory a little bit in the blog. So it was responding to that conversation in the comments. And as it turns out, he sends me an email directly and says, hey, thanks for the comment. Oh, by the way, I'm kind of interested in doing email, and I'm not so thrilled with my current provider. So in that regard, I'm sort of looking for those people that are talking about us, but then circling back to see how I can get them to, you know, ideally either be a fan evangelist or better yet, a Blue Sky Factory customer.
Does social media and community plug into marketing and or PR, or is it a separate discipline branch out from the company, or?
We have chosen consciously to put it under marketing, but at the same time, it really is a PR function as well. I mean, this in a lot of ways, this call right here is PR, right? Just going to conferences sometimes is PR. So while I formally sit in the marketing department, I interact on a daily basis with client services, the support team, product team. I talk with the executive team like Greg and Tim all the time. And sort of bounce into a lot of different roles. But formally, I'm under the marketing department.
I think you've said it in some form before, but you would say that the community outreach for Blue Sky Factory, the purpose is to... That was a fill in the blank.
I think Chris Penn would, if he were here, he'd be tapping me on the back right now to say this, but you know, the number one goal is to drive new leads, mm-hmm. qualified leads. You know, we can talk about relationships and engagement and all these things that I do all day long. But if I'm not helping move the needle, if I'm not helping Blue Sky Factory grow, whether that means more people are talking about us and ultimately buy our product or service, then I'm not doing my job right. And as you guys know, that's a tough balance because I'm not a salesperson, even though I sell all day long. I'm not a support person, even though I triage support cases all day long. And I'm not a product development guy, even though I take enhancements or things that people want to change with the application and pass those along to the product team. But I have to be in sales at in some way, shape, or form. In fact, I'd argue everybody in any company should be part of sales and marketing in some way if you want the organization to grow.
Well, do you think, and I'm not sure the size of Blue Sky Factory, but do you think it's easier for a company that presumably is on the smaller side like Blue Sky in number of employees versus, say, a Fortune 500 company?
Yes, it does become harder when you get larger. I mean, we're 35 people. So for me, if something dramatic happens or drastic or the application breaks or all hell breaks loose, I'm able to get in touch with whoever I need to get in touch with pretty quickly. I think at large organizations it is tough, and for those that followed the Southwest Airlines incident with Kevin Smith getting kicked off the plane, that was a tricky one because the woman, Christy Day, who runs the Southwest Airlines Twitter account, she responded within 14 minutes of his tweet on a Saturday. 14 minutes. The problem was, what was she going to do?
Right.
She couldn't call into the pilot on the plane in Oakland, or she couldn't talk to the flight attendants or the gate agent. I mean, she really couldn't do anything. And that, I think, is a really important issue to bring up because, yes, to answer your question, when your company gets bigger, what do you do? Like, how do you actually make that happen as a social media manager or community manager? I don't have an answer yet.
But I think a lot of companies they're challenged with that, and what they're trying to do is build the workflow within the company so that the folks on the front lines, the community managers, the social media managers who can surface some of these problems have the channels to get to the right person as quickly as possible. And honestly, that's why it's such a huge effort for a lot of companies. It's not just about setting up a Twitter account or getting a CEO to start blogging. It's actually the infrastructure of a company. And a lot of these companies were built over tens and 20s or hundreds of years. And it's really kind of stripping back a lot of that institutional knowledge. So,
yeah, and I think the companies that are trying to do it, and I can't speak to the success, but I do think about, you know, we always talk about Comcast Cares, and Frank has built an entire team around that, and I've used them on occasion. And but I think where the missing piece is, and I know I keep referencing Amber here, but she wrote about another post yesterday called "Connecting the Dots" that talked about her interaction with Best Buy. And to give you the quick backstory, she basically had an issue where she called her local Best Buy and nobody answered the phone. So what do you do now that Twitter exists? When you're not happy about something, you complain on Twitter, right? So, you know, a woman from the 12th floor of Best Buy responds back to her, but it was the same situation as Southwest. What was she going to do? This woman was in who knows where. Amber's in Illinois, and she could say, hey, I'm sorry, but she couldn't go back to that store and change a process that is likely broken. And I know I'm not giving you an answer as much as more giving you examples of companies that are struggling with it. But
this is DJ Waldo. He is going to be running for president in 2012.
Yeah, well, actually, the retail. The retail example kind of makes me wonder if there's and this probably does not apply necessarily to the email marketing sphere, but does community apply to offline? And do you make webs of communities among your different kind of, you've got micro communities within your bigger community. So if you have a franchise of whatever your business is, don't they have their own local, whatever local means, community, versus the entire community? Maybe that's the answer to scale. I don't know.
Yeah, but I would say this. You know, I've talked to Amber about this too, and the scale issue never goes away because there is always more you can be doing, and this is with any job. And I think community managers in general are wired a little differently, where they're always. I mean, ask my wife. You know, it's tough because you're on all the time, and you've got to figure out ways to turn it off, and you've got to set expectations. So, just for example, right now in this 20 minutes that we've had this conversation, nobody is responding to mentions about Blue Sky Factory. Nobody is. And I probably shouldn't admit that out loud, but that's the truth. I mean, it's me right now. So even though we're a 35-person company, if the world was blowing up and our application was down right now, I'm focused on this call, so I'm not necessarily tied into that. If that makes sense.
No, that makes sense.
That's tough.
Yeah.
That's tough.
Just to wind up a bit, is our last question we've been asking a lot of folks is, what do you see coming, whether it's in your own approach to community or to community in general over the near future?
I think that where community changes is that we get to a point in the next, I would say 12 to 18 months where there aren't really community managers anymore. Doing what I'm doing, it becomes part of everybody's role. In fact, that's where I'm trying to continue to push Blue Sky Factory towards, is I can't be the only one that's responding when somebody mentions Blue Sky Factory. I can help to triage it, but we need other people within the organization that are thinking with a community focus and a client first and a prospect and a sales and a marketing. They have that focus where if somebody's talking about us, they're excited to jump right in there and say thank you to somebody. Right now I'm at a position where I'm still reminding people that, hey, they commented on a blog post that you did. You might want to write back. I think where we get to is the organizations that are going to win in here are everybody is just built into the culture. And I think a lot about how Zappos does things with you know, everybody that answers the phone, you know what you're going to get. You guys are East Coasters, but if you've ever been out to California, or in fact, they've got one out here in Salt Lake now, but In-N-Out Burger is another example of that. It's just so ingrained in the culture that everybody is out there to really help grow the company. And I think that's where the community management role will fall at some point. I see it as almost like a C-level position at some point, but with a lot of people within the organization really contributing.
So just your answer there gave kind of spawned a new question about this Radian 6 announcement. Since it's now not just listening but also engagement, do you imagine more folks at Blue Sky Factory will get access to it?
That's the plan. I mean, I've been testing it out for the last couple of weeks and trying to set it up so that other people can jump in and respond. Mm-hmm. But I'll tell you, that's a little bit that goes back to the whole losing control thing a little bit, which we talk about in social media all the time, is I have control of that right now, and giving that control up to other people takes another level of training too, because I've got to make sure when people are responding, if they're going to use that tool to respond, I got to make sure they're saying things that are representing the company well.
Right.
And but that's the challenge of social media in general, is letting go of that control.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you, guys.
Okay. DJ Waldo, Director of Community at Blue Sky Factory.
Thanks,
and
DJ.
Plug for a little plug for Baby Waldo coming in 19 days, 18 days.
Oh, wow.
That's exciting.
As we record this, it may actually be here by the time this goes out on the feed. So
that's right. Due March 28th.
I'll make
thanks,
a note
guys.
Of that.
I appreciate all right. Your time.
All right.
Thanks, DJ.
Okay, thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye.
You have been listening to Conversations with Community Managers, a co-production of Voce Communications and the Community Roundtable. To comment on what you've heard, email Doug at voceconnect.com or Jim at community-roundtable.com. You can comment on our blog posts at vocenation.com or community-roundtable.com/blog. Subscribe to this series on iTunes or on our blog.